Are you being ghosted or left on read, or could your text game just use an upgrade? This is the video for you.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be talking all about how to up your texting game, mistakes that you're making, how to correct them, and how to have the best success when you're texting women. Before we dive into this video and all the tips and tricks and advice, I definitely want to recommend that you check out our free online dating app quiz, because this is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and completely free. And it's totally invaluable to find that best dating site or app for you. So don't forget to check that out. That is gonna be linked above me and found in the description down below. So go ahead and take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, because this is actually going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating apps or dating sites. It's completely free and it's going to really help you out with those pesky first messages. This is where you definitely don't want to fumble the bag, and it can come in really helpful in your whole texting game, right? Because you need to send that best first message. So once again, that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below, completely free. So don't forget to check that out. All right, so let's get into this. You want to up your texting game. Obviously, everyone is texting nowadays. That's one of the major forms of communication. Everyone is on their phones 24/7. So if you're getting ghosted, or if you're getting ignored, left on read, or just not even having your messages open, then this is definitely the video you need to be watching, because everyone's on their phones nowadays, right? So they probably definitely saw your message, and you know, no response is a response. So let's try to turn that around. Having proper texting etiquette when you are in the dating sphere is super important. This is how you're going to actually get those dates. This is how you're going to transform your online conversations into in real life conversations and actually get to meet up with the person who you're interested in. It's really not enough just to send a message out to somebody and hope that they can meet up with you right off the bat. From that, texting and talking to people in the online dating sphere and through text messages is just a whole different ballgame. It takes a little bit of work. It's not just black and white like that. You can't just send a message and hope that they receive it and then you can go out on a date, make it quick, easy. I mean, sometimes it's like that, but most of the time it's not. There's some give and take, there's some volume. You have to sort of go through some motions every time to make something happen of this. And it's best if you can try to hone in on those skills and make it happen. So let's get started. Let's talk about some major common mistakes that many men make in their texting game. These are super common things that can be holding you back. So let's get started with the texting mistakes right off the bat. So the first major mistake that men make when they are texting women is that they don't get the hint. So in one way, that can mean that if you are sending her lots of messages and she is not responding, or she is responding like 3 days later with like a one word response, and then you're following that up with immediately asking her out, that means you're not getting the hint. She's not interested, or she's busy and she's not taking you seriously, and she really just isn't interested in the conversation, right? For whatever reason, whatever that may be. So if you're not taking that hint and you are going off of these long silences, you're going off of being left on read, being ghosted, etc., just straight to asking her out, that means that you're not picking up on the energy that she's giving off. You are not taking the hint, because the chances of someone agreeing to go out with you after they are explicitly ignoring you for possibly days on end are just super slim, right? What are the chances that she'll say yes? Very low. So don't bother with asking her out unless you're reading the hints and you can see that it might turn in your favor. On the flip side, you might not be taking the hint if the conversation is going extremely well, you're talking all the time, she is clearly engaged in whatever you guys are saying, conversations are fun, and you clearly like each other, but then you don't take it a step further, you're not asking her out. You are volleying back and forth and it's great and it's fun, but you're never going forward, because the whole goal of texting is to meet in person, right? Like, yes, you're texting, but you want to translate that into whatever it is that you're looking for. You're looking to date this person, you're looking for a hookup, for a relationship, whatever it is that you are looking for. You're not going to achieve that if you never leave your phone. So also get the hint when she likes you and she would like you to ask her out, because you do have a time limit, right? That someone's going to wait for you to do that. So if things are going well and it seems like she likes you and she's into it and you guys are having great conversations, then definitely take the hint and ask her out already or get on it before she gets bored with the situation and ends up ghosting you or not responding just out of, hey, this isn't going anywhere, so she's gonna move on. I'm telling you right now to take the hint to like this video and subscribe to the channel if you're enjoying this video so far. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. So the next common mistake that men make in their texting game is coming on too strong. So coming on too strong can manifest itself in a few different ways, but usually this looks like sending lots of messages, being so into them before we even know them, just taking it too far too soon. It could even mean that you're asking for sexual pictures or just coming on very strong in a sexual way. If you're too complimentary and you act like a fan and you seem like you're obsessed with them, if you mention that you notice that they're wearing the same shirt that they wore last Thursday at 3 p.m. at this cafe, you know, you can just come on too strong and that's gonna push anyone away, right? That probably pushed you away too. You just don't wanna seem too pushy in any way, shape, or form. It's unattractive when someone seems like all they have going in their life right now is you, or that they're thinking about you too much. It's just too much, especially if you've never even hung out in person before. And again, you do want to avoid coming on too strong in a sexual way. You don't want to push for things to be sexual when you're not even necessarily good on a platonic level first. So you do have to make sure that you take your time. There's no need to rush into things. And the faster that you rush into familiarity with someone who is not on that level with you, the faster you rush into creepy territory and the faster you push them away. So make sure to just take your time a little bit with things. You don't need to rush into huge compliments and message fests and sexual things before that time has necessarily come. Okay, however, on the flip side, you can mess up easily in your texting game by coming on too weak. If you are not responsive to what she's saying, if you take too long to respond, if your messages are too low effort, if they're too short, if you are not messaging often enough, if what you're saying is sort of irrelevant to the dating scene, like you're not being flirty, you're not sort of pushing to meet this person, there you can definitely come on too weak. If you are pursuing a woman, you should make it known that you are pursuing her, that you're interested in her. If a woman thinks that you are not interested in them, if you are messaging in a very infrequent way, if you are not saying enough in your messages, if you are just coming on too weak, they're gonna move on, right? They're not gonna hold on for someone who it seems to them that clearly doesn't like them. So you don't wanna come off like you are too nonchalant. And the thing is, you might even come off like you do like them, but like maybe you're too busy or you're just not interested in dating right now or you just wanna be friends. You wanna avoid putting yourself in the friend zone, so don't come off too weak either. Now, the best way to start off a great conversation is to send the best first message possible. The first message that you send to someone on a dating site or dating app is vital to get the best response and to actually get texting them and hopefully going on a date with them. So to make it easy on you, we actually have a free online dating opener formula, which is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's completely free and that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So do not forget to check that out. Okay, the next mistake a lot of men make in their texting game is actually leaving the ball too much in her court. So if you are interested in a woman, right, you are pursuing her, you want to ask her out, you want to go on a date, you want to hook up, whatever it is that you were looking for in her, right? The onus is sort of on you to make that happen if you are the one pursuing it. If she's pursuing you, then I guess the dichotomy is different, right? But if you leave the ball in her court a little too much, the chance that she's gonna put in the effort that you are not putting in is not very likely. Let's say you are interested in a woman and you message her and you say, we should go out sometime. You are then putting it on her to sort of come up with the details. Now she can say something like yes, but if you don't come forward in some of the next messages with the details yourself, where will you go? What kind of food will you eat? What time? What days? Etc. If you don't come forward with details or planning of any sort or any sort of foresight and you're making her do all these things, the chances that she actually will are just dwindling. Why should someone put the effort to make something happen that they're not even the ones pursuing? A lot of men can mess up by not sort of taking the responsibility of planning a date. Straight up, right? You know, you are the one pursuing it, so you should be the one who is deciding things and making the plan and making it easy on that person to say yes. It's not easy to say, hey, I want this from you. Now you do all the planning. You figure out what we're gonna do. They're gonna be like, hey, I don't have time for this. I don't really care about this situation. So no, I'm not gonna plan it. So make sure you have something in mind. You take the responsibility of planning the date and you have the ball in your court rather than make them pick up the slack. Question of the day. What are some of your pet peeves when you are texting somebody? Do you hate it when they send too many emojis? Do you hate it when they send one word replies? Do you hate it when they don't answer you? What are some of your most biggest pet peeves when it comes to texting people? Leave your comments, stories, anecdotes, everything down below in the comment section. We love to hear from you. Okay, the next texting mistake that a lot of men make is not being engaging enough. So if you're having conversations with women, you should be engaging with them. You should be asking questions, be an active part of the conversation, be listening, trying to make them laugh and make yourself laugh and connect with them and just be an engaging texting partner. Now you don't have to be sending paragraphs, you don't have to be telling your life story, but if you are too boring in texting, of course she's not going to respond, right? You can't just respond K to her sending a whole paragraph about her day, all these interesting things that happened. You don't ask her any questions about it. No one wants, you know, a short response from a long thing that they typed out. No one wants someone to not ask them any questions. No one wants to talk to someone who's not interesting to talk to. So look at what you're saying to her. Would you respond to your messages? Do you make it easy for her to continue the conversation? Or is what you're saying actually putting a stop to the conversation? Because a lot of times women will not respond back if there's just not enough to respond to. Maybe what you're saying is just not easily replied to, so they don't, and then conversations dwindled and it ends up you never get the date because you just weren't engaging enough. Now, of course, it takes two to tango and the conversation should be interesting on both ends. However, it can't be, you know, understated enough that being an engaging texting partner is vital to having another texting partner, right? Don't skimp on making sure you are asking questions and listening well and being engaged in the conversation and pulling it forward and trying to inject humor and be yourself as much as possible, the best version, you know, engaging version of yourself into these conversations. But mostly just be confident about it. Try to have fun as well. It should be fun for you to text people and don't overthink it. Don't become desperate with it. And yeah, just have some confidence and have fun. But I hope that you found this whole texting guide helpful. Please be sure to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app completely free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula that is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites or dating apps. That's also going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me and be sure to answer the question of the day. What are some of your pet peeves when it comes to texting? Leave all of your comments down below. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye.